you don't have to worry about a hangover effect. What are your thoughts about that sort of stuff?
Never that. I think you got to learn from it. Obviously, come in today, look at, you know, our mistakes and correct those. And, you know, we'll definitely be in this situation some point in this season. So it's definitely something we can take from this game and use as a positive.
Chris said y'all will remember this day. Can it be a bit of a turning point going into that stadium against defending world champions? And there are no moral victories, but showing them that you can beat them?
I think absolutely. I think, you know, it was definitely a lot of good, more good than bad yesterday. Obviously, we didn't finish the game out, but I think it's definitely something we can build on. You know, I think we had some good production from all phases. So,
how did you feel during the game? This was your first game back from the shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I was good to go. You know, I think training staff did a good job all week of getting me ready and getting me prepared for the game. I think I was able to go out there and play a full game.
Did you watch the game yet? Did you rewatch it?
Oh, yeah, I watched it a couple times already.
Was it assignment stuff? Was there some pick plays and a few things? What did you see from some of the
That was pretty much exactly, you know, what I said last night. We just didn't make and capitalize on the plays that we had down the stretch. You know, it was probably at least 3 to 4 plays that I seen myself on the film that we could have had to kind of close the game out there down the stretch. So that's on us as players, you know, out there on the field to make those plays.
You guys have 3 straight home games now, starting this week with Tennessee. How important is it to kind of for the season to make these home games count here?
It's big for us. You always want to win your home games. It's another big division game for us. So it'll definitely be a tough game, but I think coming off a tough loss like we just had, I think this team that we have and this type of game that we can go in and show what type of team we are.
I know you're focused in on the defense during the game. Did you sneak a peek at what Deshaun was doing on the offense, scrambling and moving and everything?
Yeah, I think he did a great job yesterday. I think he kept us in the ball game, and he played his heart out. He played all the way up until the end. I think we couldn't ask for him to do any more than what he did yesterday. We just had to hold up our end, and obviously we didn't make those plays down the stretch.
How's that kind of bode for his future, the type of player he could be?
It says a lot. I think he's really gifted as a player. I think we got the right guys around him, the right teammates, coaching staff, to kind of, you know, fit his skill set. So we just have to do our part as a defense and hold up our end. Obviously, he's going to do his part.
Is Brady just amazing to where he doesn't make mistakes at critical times and makes things happen?
Yeah, you know, that's what makes you a champion in this league. You can't win championships, you know, multiple anyway, without being like a great player he is and being in those situations and being able to capitalize and, you know, just be calm. And he's been there before. You look at the Super Bowl last year, the same type of situation. But there's no excuse for it. You know, we all get paid to play and to make those type of plays. And yesterday, we just didn't make those plays, and he just happened to make those plays. And he make them more times than not. But, you know, that's no reason to give excuse.